All right, Yerbo, say good morning. So we are continuing in Perek Yud Aleph. We started Perek Yud Aleph yesterday, chapter 11, titled Biprate Midas HaNikius, the specifics of the Midah of Nikius. So if you remember again, so the Ramchal explained yesterday that, just again, Midah of Nikius in general conceptually means the need to identify and somehow ultimately purge oneself not just of what the Ramchal called the Averos Hayiduos, not only of just like the obvious Averos that everyone knows about, but even the Averos Shein and Yaduos, even the vestiges of sin which exist inside of us that color our outlook, color our understanding, color our disposition, sometimes without us even being aware. So the Ramchal pointed out yesterday, quoted the Gemara that said, or actually in the last chapter he said, that there are certain things that at the end of the day, most people are nichshal, and most people stumble with, or most people transgress, sometimes without even knowing. Specifically, the two that we're focusing on now are gezel, theft, and arayos, immorality. So writes the Ramchal, I'm on page tzadik zayin, paragraph base. V'hine anachnu roim. We all see. Even though most people, Baruch Hashem, are not thieves, meaning he calls it ganavim begaloi, they're not right overt thieves, right? They're not overt thieves. Dahinu sheyishluchum yad mamish b'mamun chavreim lakachos v'lasum b'chaleim. Right, most people are not pickpockets. Right, most people are not going to take your wallet and put it in their pocket, or go ahead, or break into your car, or break into your house and take your possessions. Afa pikein, nevertheless, rubam toamim tam gneva b'masam umatonam. We'll say, listen to this. See, even though ultimately, again, most people are not what he calls the overt thieves, right? They're not going to actively go ahead and take money one from the other. But what will they do? A lot of people, rubam, it actually is a very strong statement, the majority of people, he posits, toamim tam gneva, the taste of theft in their business dealings. It was a very, very profound and strong statement. In what sense? Because they go ahead and they justify certain things to themselves. That one person should benefit at the loss of the other, at the expense of the other. Yomru, and they'll say, Laharviach Shaini. So they will say, so interestingly enough, two words, says Ramchal, justify a lot. What are the two words? Laharviach shiny. Business is business, right? Business is business. Business is a bit different. You know, when it comes to business, a person has to be a little bit more cutthroat. It comes to business, a person has to be a little bit more sharp, right? When it comes to business, you know, business etiquette is different than normative social etiquette. So what I wouldn't do to someone socially, I might do it to them in a business sense. So therefore, and again, v'ulam, lavim, and I will say, so what ends up happening? People without even realizing, ultimately, again, are engaged in business practices which are highly questionable and maybe even border a bit on gezel, and don't even realize it. Why? Because I'm not a thief. What am I? I'm just an aggressive businessman. Now, again, I want to be clear. There are plenty of ways. I mean, I'm not a businessman, but I would imagine that there are plenty of ways to be an aggressive businessman. And of course, be honest. We're not suggesting that a person can't be an aggressive businessman. All that Ramchal is pointing out is you have to be careful, because a lot of times what the Welt will call aggressive business tactics, We might call avak gezel. We might say borders on certain questionable things that really require one to really look at what they're doing. He says, "V'ulam lavim harbi nemru begezel." There are many different lavim, many different prohibitions associated with gezel. Lo signov, lo sigzel, lo sashok, lo sechachashu, lo sechakru ishpamito, al tonu ishes ochiv, lo sasig v'ureacha. So we'll say, so that's a lot of different prohibitions all associated with theft. Granted, they all focus on different forms of theft, but all theft nevertheless. Hein kol eile chiluki dinim shebegezel, kol eile maisim rabim min ha-maisim anasim b'chlal ha-masa v'amatan ha-medini. ubechulam isurim rabim. And the Ramchal says, there are many things that people do in the course of day-to-day business that violates these particular lavim, and people aren't even aware. Remember the whole essence of Nikios is we're not talking about averos giluyim. We're not talking about this. I say sometimes I do something and I know what I did is wrong. I know it. Okay? We're not talking about that here. That was already in Zihiros. That's where we dealt with that. This is the more nuanced stuff where I might be doing things day in and day out that to me, I actually think they're probably okay. Right? It's just being a bit aggressive. It's being a bit sharper. The Ramchal says, just be careful. Just be careful that it's not actually a maisa avera. Because sometimes, again, not even realizing that you're doing something wrong, you're fundamentally violating so many lavim. He goes on. Kilo maasa, this is incredible. Kilo maasa nikar mafursan ba'oshek u'begazahu levado asar. Because also when it comes to theft, it's not only the recognizable and obvious act of theft that is prohibited. Ela kol shesof sof yagia elav veyigrom oso kavarhu bichlal ha'iser. We'll say this in and of itself is perhaps one of the most profound statements. The Ramchal says, you know, he's talking about a gezel, but the truth is this is a life statement. It is not only the action that is usser that is prohibited. In other words, let me say it differently. It's not only the isser that is prohibited, right? Obviously, theft is prohibited. I will say it's not only stealing from someone that's prohibited. It's whatever actions lead you to that are prohibited as well. In other words, I will say what the Ramchal is pointing out over here is that sin doesn't just occur, you know, poof, out of nowhere, yesh me'ayin. When a person commits an avera, that is the culmination of a series of different events that lead me to that point. Or as we'll say, if it's actually an incredible exercise. If a person ever commits an avera, and a person sometimes thinks to themselves, like, I can't believe I just did that, it's a fascinating process to kind of put that in rewind and ask myself, how did I get here? How exactly did I get to this point? And then you begin to discover all of the events that led you to the Maisa Avera. And very often, the path to that Avera did not begin with sinful activity. The path to that Avera sometimes begins with what appears at first glance to be seemingly innocuous events. But seemingly innocuous events unchecked ultimately lead to the culmination or ultimately end up culminating in a Maisa Avera. Rabbi Soloveitchik speaks about this. He calls this the difference between the Chet and the Derech Chotim. There is the chait, that's the maisa avera, and then there's the derech chotim, there's the path that leads me up to that avera. And that path is often paved with things, when you look at them by themselves, that and it's not sinful, it's not bad, but when you put it together, and you put it in a particular context, it has this explosive result. I think I've mentioned this before. Rav Soloveitchik, he talks about this in the topic. The Gemara says, I feel like I mentioned this recently in the Shir, but I'll say it again quickly. He mentions that the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah discusses the people who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Right? So one of the, no portion of the world that comes, one of the people that's in that list are the Maseches Bekuvia, the gambler, professional gambler. It does mean if you went with the sisterhood to Atlantic City. That's so, I mean, you shouldn't go with the sisterhood to Atlantic City, regardless. You know, with the brotherhood. You know, so he means a professional gambler. So the Gemara says, how does he do tshuva? So the Gemara says he has to smash his dice. So Rabbi Soloveitchik says, why does he have to smash his dice? Why can't he just put the dice on a high shelf and just not use them? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, because those dice tether him to a lifestyle. Tie them to a lifestyle. And as long as those dice are there, the lifestyle itself is intact. If you want to make change in life, it's not just enough to stop sinning. I have to figure out the whole lifestyle, the whole derech chotim, all the stuff that led up to that. And I have to stop those things as well. So therefore, says the Ramchal, at the end of the day, it's not just simply the maisa hanikar mufursam ba'ushaka ba'gazu levado asar. It's not just the actual act of theft, which is prohibited. Ela kol shesof sof yagia elav v'yigrom oso. We'll say whatever leads up to that. And this, by the way, so we'll say to tell me to stop sinning, that I think most of us can handle and wrap our head around. Of course I'm not going to sin. I mean, I don't. Even if I do, I don't want to. And consciously I understand that I want to change that. Herein lies the challenge. The challenge ultimately comes up with the recognition that, no, it's not just about the sin. It's not just about the Maisa Aveira. It's also about what? It's also about the events that lead up to that. Events which in and of themselves may be mutter and may even look innocuous, but when put together in this challenge of my life, suddenly become the recipe for disaster. Therefore, again, true growth is not just the elimination of the Maisa Aveira, but it's the identification and the elimination of the events that led up to it as well. I suppose we have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Yeretz Hashem in this topic on Monday. Oh, right, maybe not Monday.